think it'll be good. I think at this point in camp, you know, you're going back and forth so much. You're trying to get them figured out, your own defense, I mean, and they're trying to figure you out. And it'll be good to go against some new faces for sure, I think.
Was the scrimmage really that much different than what you guys have done?
Yeah. I mean, not for quarterbacks. I mean, it's not like we're getting hit. But, yeah, it was good. You know, I think moving the ball, marking the ball, moving personnel groups in and out. It's good to get a feel for those things in real time. I think that's one of the things we really hadn't done to this point, so I think it was good to get that done.
You know, in that quarterback battle, I've been looking for separation between you guys. Do you think about that, or do you just go do what you do?
Yeah, I really don't think about it too much, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, I try to do my job, be a good teammate when I'm in there, get the group running well, and move the ball, and whatever happens, happens.
The last time you talked to us, you called yourself a slappy. You weren't happy with your performance. Do you feel like you have gotten better as camp has gone on, and do you feel like you're where you need to be?
Yeah, I think I wasn't unhappy with my performance. I think, you know, I'm a slappy in general is kind of what I was thinking. But, yeah, I think over the last couple of days I've started to get more and more comfortable, and I'm really kind of feeling the rhythm and getting a big picture of what we're trying to do offensively. And I'm very lucky to be practicing against our defense because it's as hard as it's going to get for us. So, but, yeah, we're getting there.
How much is when they use the word consistent with you, is that the compliment you want to hear at this point when fans says he's consistent? Is that what you look for when you come out here?
I think you can always be more consistent. I think consistent is a pretty relative term, especially as a quarterback, because you can do things better on every play. And, you know, nobody's more critical of myself than me. So I think looking back, I'm doing some good things. There's some things I want to brush up on. But I think as we get going and the more live reps I get, I think I'm getting more comfortable in this game.
Do you have to battle frustration against these guys sometimes? The windows are tight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, anything you kind of, you know, pour so much into physically, mentally, emotionally, and, you know, it doesn't work out, you know, your first reaction is, dang, like, you know, why isn't this working? But, you know, you take a step back and cool down, and those guys are pretty good too. And they're doing their job. So, you know, it's give and take. I think we've had a really competitive camp so far, which is good. You know, I think it'd be, you know, kind of worrying if, you know, defense was getting us every day or, you know, we were getting them every day. So I think it's been really competitive, and that's good for the team.
Do you think you've been, I mean, your expectations, if they were different this year, have you had a different sort of feeling of, not pressure, but just a different feeling this camp than last year?
I just think I know about more who I am as a player playing live games and, you know, I think, you know, I've said before, I did some things okay last year, and then I did some things I really want to work on and get better at. So, you know, for me, I want to improve and, you know, add value to this team. And, you know, I think it's as a starting quarterback, it's up to coach and what he decides. But that's what I want to do. I want to add value to the Denver Broncos.
Where do you see your improvement the most?
You know, situationally for me, you know, third downs, just, you know, seeing those exotic pressures. I think we're getting more of them this camp. Just taking care of the ball when we get down in the red zone, being smart with it. And, you know, I think the scheme allows us to kind of get the ball downfield when we need to. So it's been good. It's been really competitive back and forth with our guys. And I know everybody's kind of excited about that.
You talk about it being competitive. What are they doing that has been the hardest thing to go against the defense as far as getting you ready for the season?
I mean, they're good. They're just all good, you know, across the board. You know, about the secondary, you know, linebackers are really instinctive. And then the scheme, they're mixing it up quite a bit this year with Coach Wood. So you really never know what you're getting. So you combine really good players with a scheme that sometimes you don't know what they're throwing at you. It makes it tough, no doubt.
Everybody wants.
What's been the most challenging thing for you with this new offense, learning it, installing it?
That's tough. I think, you know, just pre-snap having an idea. It's just a different deal as far as, you know, your mechanics once you break the huddle and get your protections lined up, get your eyes in the right spot, and then, you know, just playing fast and kind of getting that feel. That's kind of what I'm talking about, getting comfortable where you're feeling things more so than thinking things out. So, you know, I think we've all grown quite a bit, and it's good to get these reps and, obviously, you know, excited to play somebody else pretty soon.
Everybody wants to anoint a startup advance to settle along the preseason games are going to determine that. That being said, do you approach Thursday any differently?
Not for me. I mean, I just, you know, I want to be as good as I can, the reps I get, you know, whenever they are. You know, I want to move the ball, take care of the ball, and score some touchdowns.
Throughout all of camp, the offensive line has rotated a lot, no matter what quarterback's in there. Is that something you notice when a guy comes in? Does that change to put a wrinkle into your game, or do you not even notice that?
I think just the one big one is Allen, getting him late, getting him caught up with cadences and what we're trying to do and adjustments and checks. That's kind of the one guy we really had to kind of, you know, communicate with more so than we would everybody else because we've been around each other to this point. Like you said, it's good rotating guys in because they get a feel for everybody. So you get a new face in there, you're ready to roll and, you know, you don't have to stop the show really.
Trevor, how big has it been for you guys getting a healthy Matt Paris back?
Huge. I mean, he's awesome. Man. As a quarterback, he makes your job pretty easy, especially in the scheme with all the points and directional calls. You know, I leaned on him a lot last year, and just a little bit of time we've had him now, he's been great.
What have you learned from Phil Musgrave this year?
Holy cow. You know, quite a bit. I mean, for me as a quarterback, you know, I think you just want to be exposed to a bunch of different philosophies and kind of see what you think like and pick up whatever you can. And it's you know, he's a contrast personality-wise from Napper, so... you know, I've enjoyed them both. I picked up as much as I could up from both of them. And, you know, Bill's obviously, you know, super bright, done a lot of good things around the league. So, you know, don't take a day for granted in that meeting room with him.
What was it like to see Kubiak yesterday? Did you have a chance to kind of catch up?
Good. Yeah, I saw him out here, you know, when we were practicing. So I didn't get a whole lot of time to talk to him. But it was good to see him. He looked good. You know, I figured he'd have a beer in his hand out here, but did not. But it was good to see him for sure. He looked good.